Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 19th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, joined by our good friends right now from the Wisconsin, the Port Edward School District. We got James Benna with us, superintendent and 4K5 principal. James, good to see you.
Good morning, James. Glad to be here again.
Always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks a lot for being with us, and thanks for bringing a friend with us. We have Mariska Rabischke. Rabischke. I knew I just heard it. And you can missay my last name all you want, Marissa. Thank you so much for being here. Marissa is the John Edwards Middle and High School Family and Consumer Education teacher. She's also the Port Edwards Education Foundation Vice President. And that's kind of where we're going to kick off with, if you don't mind, Marissa. I want to do, for those that may not know, get a bit of a history of the Port Edwards Education Foundation.
Sure. So the Education Foundation sort of came to be with the brain power in 1995. It was a group of community members, former educators. They were looking for a way to get contributions that they could use for grants and scholarships specifically for the Port Edwards School District. So they officially became a foundation in 96 and have been going strong ever since then.
Very cool and nicely done. Thank you. You're good. She's good. This is going to be great. When it comes to teacher scholarships, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. Every year we offer a chance for our teachers to get grants. We take all of the money that we get during the school year through donations, which we get through our fund drive, just memorial donations, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And that money is going back directly to our teachers. So the teachers get a grant writing process. They have about a month to decide what they want to do. And we've had a lot of different scholarships or grants that have come out, and they're really things that enhance the curriculum, what they're already doing, but are outside of what maybe our school budget allows, or things that are really innovative, that are new, that might be hard for us to get. So we've been able to donate almost $400,000 directly to the staff at our school.
It's not really something we do around, but I want to pull out the sound effect of the winning bell to that number. That's amazing. That's fantastic to hear. Wow. And what I'm hearing in that is ideas. I'm hearing teachers' ideas for students that are able to be, you know, not just a thought, but actually put into action.
Yeah, we've had some really awesome grants over the years. We planted pear trees at the elementary school. So those, and those are like full fruiting trees now. The kids get to eat the pears. They go into their school lunch program. They created a summer school fishing program. We are able to offer an orchestra strings program for elementary and middle school students and high school students now. We purchased a bunch of CPR mannequins for the health department so that the students can practice and learn CPR skills, some Spanish immersion camps, all kinds of really great things.
And just on these examples, I can pull from every one of those fun and interesting things for students that they enjoyed. I'm sure the teachers enjoyed too. But at the same time, like life things that they're going to carry with them the rest of their lives.
Like, yeah, exactly. And that's a big part of the scholarship writing process is that we want it to enhance not only the classroom time now, but to make them more productive citizens in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And definitely mission getting accomplished here on that. That's really cool to hear. And it's all the more reason why when we talk about events at the Port Edwards School District, you know, events that you can be a part of as a community, we encourage you to be a part of them. They're fun for one thing. They always have a good time with any of these events. But it's also your impact. I just had Terry in from the United Way, and we were talking a little about this. And it was talking to her that I had this thought in my head that we talk about donation a lot. We use that word a lot. But when I hear people use the word donation, I'm hearing investment. I'm hearing an investment in our community. I'm hearing an investment in the greatest thing any of us can invest in the future. Like, please tell me what's better investment than that. There isn't anyone. I don't care what the stock numbers say or anything like that. That's the best investment you can make with your dollar. And when you hear about these events and you attend these events, you're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy yourself. But you can also know that you are investing in your community. To that point, Marissa, I wanted to mention the annual Golf Scramble fundraiser that's coming up.
Yes, we have a golf scramble every summer. This summer. It is, oh my gosh, I forgot to write down the day.
It's the day after Father's Day. So
nicely done. Nicely done. Well done. I'm just going to pull it up. You had it. Great job.
I think only once in our 30-year history has it not been the day after Father's Day, but we've returned to that day after Father's Day at the Bullseye Country Club. And it's an investment, but you're also investing in a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a very fun day. And, you know, I'll let Marissa talk more about that.
It's a traditional scramble, shotgun start. We have whole events. We have raffle baskets. We provide lunch and dinner. It's just a lot of fun. A lot of people in the communities, people like to get groups together to go out, foursomes. It is just a really, really good time and a great way to give back to our Port Edwards community.
Mm-hmm. With an event like this, and all the things you both mentioned are fantastic, it's not only going to be a good time, but it's going to be something that a lot of people will attend. I almost think you said golf. Like, for a lot of people out there, as soon as you said golf, they're all in. They're already Googling this and looking it up and everything. It's one of those things, and I joke about it, but our community supports these events so much. And one of the ones that we love is our golf scrambles and some of these. You always see a good attendance and a good turnout for them. Let's make sure there is a great one. Find out how you and your team or just yourself can sign up for this and be a part of this great golf scramble. We'll be giving details on our morning show and promoting it, talking about it as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. If I could, James, real quickly, one of the really cool things about, I think, the PIEF Golf Scramble, just from my perspective of being an educator, having been in a number of, you know, charity events and scrambles and things like that, the money that is spent at the Golf Scramble, there is no overhead with PIEF. There is zero. Every penny that you donate, every penny that you spend toward golf, every penny that you buy a raffle ticket from, that is going to go directly toward the scholarships for our teachers. And 100% of that money goes directly toward our student programming. So, you know, that's a really cool thing about donating to a local, small charitable organization such as PIEF. 100% of the money, you know, it's going to benefit the students of the Port Edwards School District. So I just wanted to add that little plug that... you know, when you come out and support us, that money goes directly to our kids.
Appreciate that. Want to get to some things with you in a moment, sir. But if you don't mind, Marissa, I also wanted to ask before we wrap up with you about the 2025-26 officers and how to donate for people.
Sure. So our president for PIEF is Lisa Detlefson. She just took over as president last year, doing an awesome job. She's been a PIEF board member for quite some time. I just recently became the vice president. We have April Hofferman as our treasurer and Karen Isaacson as our secretary. And then we have 11 other board members.
Awesome. A big thank you and congratulations to everybody. That's awesome. That's really good to hear. A lot of great individuals. Some of those that we've talked to on the airwaves here and everything, we know how great of people they are. You put good people in great places, good things happen. Mm-hmm. That's really cool to hear. Did we cover everything, Marissa? We get all our bases covered here?
Yeah, I think so. We do have our annual fund drive that's going to be starting in October, which runs through December. We have a PIEF Facebook page that you can reach out to if you just look up Port Edwards Education Foundation. There's also a link from the Port Edwards School District webpage that you can find us for how to donate.
Awesome. Thank you for that. We'll make sure to mention those again before we wrap up today and really appreciate the time, Marissa, and certainly appreciate everything you're putting into our community. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
James, it is the beginning of the start of the school year, and we are excited about that. We were just talking about it a bit in our pregame. The adrenaline, the energy is in the air. I know that part of it for us, we're so close to Rams, and we get a little of that overflow we feel. And even though we are not right next door to Port Edwards, we can feel it from there too, sir. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fun going on with that. Can we touch on how the beginning of the school year is going?
We're off to a great start, James. We are here. It's Friday, September 19th. We're at the end of our third week of school already. And I think one of the reasons our school year is off to such a great start, you know, we have great teachers, we have great support staff, but we've also implemented a couple of great character education programs at both of our schools. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about those today. At John Edwards Middle and High School, our high school principal, Mr. Steltenpohl, has introduced a program called GRIT. And GRIT is an acronym that stands for you get to do something as opposed to you have to do something. Mm. So that's the G.
I like that.
We get to do this. We get to go to a great school. We get to work with great teachers. We get to be in all these great programs. So we get to, We are resilient. We do our lives with integrity, and we do things in a tenacious way with tenacity. And the GRIT program is designed to highlight and celebrate the good things that are happening within our school community. Many people think back on their school career, and we think about, oh boy, going to the office, someone's in trouble if they have to see the principal. We deal with discipline like any other school does, but as school administrators, we want to really focus on pointing out the good in our school too, because all too often those students who are making good choices, coming to school and acting with integrity every day, they don't get pointed out always. So the GRIT program has been introduced at the middle school and high school. And when our teachers see our students doing small but important things, acting with kindness, being helpful, acting with integrity, they will get a ticket. And that ticket goes into a box. And at the end of the month, there is a drawing. We have a big pep assembly. We have like a party in the gym at the end of the school day. In fact, the September 1 is today at 2:45. And they have a lot of fun during that pep assembly. And students' names are drawn out of a box. They get to spin a wheel and they get prizes. And they are identified for doing the good things in our school. So that's at the middle school level. We have a very similar program at the high school as well. High school students, they get coupons as well, and they get all kinds of things like gift cards for gas stations, restaurants, treats, etc. So we really are trying to promote and be very intentional about promoting good behavior in our schools.
I am a big, big fan of the education system, in particular what we do on a public school level. It's been around for a long time, and I think that there are way, way, way more good positives than negatives or anything like that. But as we are getting into later years here and into the 2025 and some of these things, we're learning a little bit more and more of what works best for kids, mm-hmm. and really putting them first. Mm-hmm. And I believe when it comes to discipline and accountability, schools have been good about that for a very long time. But there's another side of that, mm-hmm. and the idea of that, the encouragement of doing good, the positivity of that, what that does, what that brings. It's not just a matter of putting a smile on your face or acting right, but acting right even when people aren't looking, or some of those things. Our schools are doing a really good job on. This is one of those things that is a part of that, this program, this GRIT. When I think everybody can relate to the idea of what it was like when you were a kid and you did something, you took the garbage out for mom and dad and they told you good job. And the way you lit up from that, that's something that every little kid thrives on, no matter where they're from, no matter how old they are. When you are that young, that is, makes a big impact when adults take a moment to tell you, nice work, nice job. We forget this the older we get. And it's just as important as that accountability and that discipline part is just as important to point out when you're doing something good. It's not necessarily something that you get a ton as an adult. Right. Or anything. If we can build them up more at this age, we have them that much more confident when they go into the society, when they go into the workforce or whatever else that they're doing. These things have just as much of an impact as a math test or, mm-hmm. or something like that. It's really cool to see programs like this and hear about these things. And I'm I wish it was around when I was a kid a little bit. But it's a great program. Thank you very much for telling us about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, our public schools have done this forever, mm-hmm. right? We've always encouraged our students to be positive. We always want them to do the right thing. I think this programming is just being taking intentionality to another step. Mm-hmm. We're just being a little more intentional about it. And we're really doing something tangible for students, showing them, hey, if I do the right thing, I'm going to get really acknowledged. I'll get acknowledged around my peers. And it is cool and it is good mm-hmm. to do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. The message really getting across.
Can I say, too, at the assemblies, I think even more than sort of getting the little prizes, having everyone cheer for you your name gets read, and they also read what you're being recognized for. Mm. And I think the kids love that just as much, and knowing that other people are seeing the recognition as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a great note. Thank you for that. Yeah. And I could not only imagine, I got immediately thought of that. And yeah, got goosebumps thinking about it. That's awesome. We also got homecoming coming up. Wanted to go over to schedule with that. Go over the schedule with you for that.
Absolutely. It's that time of year, James. So many fond memories when the listeners think back on homecoming in high school. Homecoming is next week in Port Edwards. It is September 20th through the 27th. I'll just run through some of the highlights. We have a lot of fun activities going on. On Saturday night, we have the Powder Buff Volleyball Tournament. That is boys from each grade playing each other. They'll also be playing a staff team. This Sunday, we have class float building and the Powder Puff football game on the football field. We have dress-up days every day at school, which is always a great time. There's costume judging. The kids try to outdo each other. They just have a lot of fun with it. Our annual homecoming night events are taking place on Thursday. The parade will be at 6 o'clock here in the village of Port Edwards. There's a map on the school district website as well as on the Facebook page that shows the parade route. It's kind of a real classic type of homecoming. There's been a lot of some changes with homecomings in different communities. We still have a very traditional homecoming, which I think is really enjoyed by our community. So we'll have the parade on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. That finishes at the high school about 6:30 or 6:45. We then have a community-wide pep rally in the gym where our homecoming royalty are announced. After that, probably 30 or 40-minute pep rally, we all go out to the football field, and we have a 60 or 80-foot bonfire, which everyone still loves. It's just a great kind of rallying point, gets your whole community together, and it's just one of the culminating events of homecoming. So that's next Thursday night. Friday night is the football game versus Marion Tigerton. That's at 4 o'clock, remember. We still practice, do our day games in Port Edwards. Then next Saturday night is the homecoming dance, which begins at 8 o'clock.
It's going to be a blast. It's a great set of events you got going on for everybody. They're going to have a really good time with those. And looking forward to hearing how it goes from community members. Do want to take a moment to really shout out the Port Edwards girls volleyball team. Nice W last night. We had that game on our radio, our sister station, 105.5. Congrats to the Blackhawks. That was
absolutely
nice. As we're wrapping up, sir, wanted to make sure to mention the Port Edwards Parents Organization, get some updates on that, and maybe some student leadership, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. The Port Edwards Parent Organization, oftentimes referred to as PEPO, is a big supporter of Ed Hoyer Elementary School, and I wanted to share some of the things that they are doing again this year. They had their annual fish fry fundraiser this past Friday night. That was at El Cafe in Port Edwards. And El Cafe donated 10% of their profits from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to PEPO. Nearly $500 was contributed in sales from El Cafe. So we would like to say thank you to Fidel and their staff for putting up with amateur waiters and waitresses like myself. We were probably bumping them around a little bit as we were bussing tables. But again, thank you to Fidel and the staff at El Cafe. They donated that money to PEPO. PEPO is donating that money or using that money directly for our students at Ed Hoyer Elementary School. Some things about PEPO. What does PEPO do? They raise funds, then they donate the funds toward classroom and building purchases, additional supplies and materials for our elementary that may not fit within the standard school budget. They've purchased playground storage units, a new entryway rug at the elementary school this year. They sponsor all kinds of great events that help build the culture of the school and help bring our families in. They do a family breakfast in the fall and in the spring. They purchase holiday gifts for our students. And their culminating event at the end of the year is a massive afternoon-long carnival that's held the last week of school. That is 100% funded by PEPO. So we want to give a big shout out to them and thank them for supporting and helping to build the culture at Ed Hoyer Elementary.
Yeah, really good people doing some really good work. Really appreciate the updates as well. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more or reach out to you, how can they do that, sir?
Absolutely. You can reach out directly to me. I'm the elementary principal. My name, phone number and email are on the Port Edwards School District website. Also, the PEPO meetings are held on the last Wednesday of each month, 6 o'clock p.m. in the elementary library at Ed Hoyer Elementary. Any Port Edwards Elementary families, parents are welcome to attend. They can learn more and get involved with PEPO. That's the last Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock.
And that Port Edwards website you mentioned, doing it as we do before every interview, I throw it into the old search engine, see Port Edwards School District, go Blackhawks, something along those lines, and it pops up right away, everybody. That website is pesd.k12.wi.us. You can find it very easily just throwing it into your search engine. Encourage you to do that and reach out to the gang over here because they're up to some great things. We want you to be a part of it. both of you. Thank you so much for everything you're putting into our community and putting up with my silly questions. Thanks for the time, you two.
Thank you for having us, James.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.